Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Hello, everyone. This is Parker Passides on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is June 18th, 2017. This is the first of a three-hour live program. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@spcglobal.net. I welcome all of you, and thank you for listening to Parker Passides. We've been on the air for RBN for about 10 years. And our modest program was the one that broke on the national stage the contamination of trial methods and disinfectant byproducts that had been in the drinking water with serlents to decrease the population, and had been in research on human beings for 35 years. Before 1998, when the EPA placed the chloramine and forms of other chemicals in the water for the water districts in 1998, they first placed it in the water in 1995, and all of the medical studies on humans are peer reviewed. There are hundreds and hundreds of them, and I'll be having them in one of my treatises, which should be for publication next year. And in that process, since that time, there have been formats of various forms of chemicals that have been placed in the water under new directions of different agencies. And under Dr. John Holden, at that time at Stanford University, the process of directives that were in forms of what is affectionately called eco-science was part of a population development of population control. This was part of Paul Ehrlich's presentation on Population Bomb, which he wrote. He taught biology at Stanford, at Stanford University. When we first went on the air, the exposed information on a product, which is methyl terebutyl ether, MTBA, had already been exposed by others before I came on air. This product was a product that's an end product for making gasoline. And when it's placed in the drinking water, it changes the chromosome activity of mammals, and of course that includes the Homo sapien. And keep in mind, no fresh refineries have been built in the United States of America for approximately, well, since the Second World War. There have been adjustments to refineries, but the process of this, of producing other cancerous agents from present refineries from the Second World War have continued all these years. And I exposed the methylterbutyl ether. I was about the third person to expose that in the concept of in the national arena. At that time, in the year 2004, but at first was it was in 2004. I felt that it was just natural. Got to keep in mind that I had never done a talk show hosting position in my life, and John Stettmiller had found me and placed me on the station, and we've been here ever since. Same time slot. We fought for every hour we've been here. We have done things that that's what naiveness does. I figure since I could file a chemist curiae brief against the oil companies for placing MTB in the water done in 2004. Of course, at that time there was a shift because the governors of California, for instance, Pete Wilson, his wife was on the board of one of the oil companies, and then Gray Davis was the governor after Pete Wilson. They made a deal for 5-year extension at that time. I wrote the Amicus Curiae brief. I wrote 3 of them, one to go to the Federal Circuit and the other to go to the Supreme Court. I put out, at that time, I put out all of the human deaths, the animal deaths, and the process from this one product alone, which is a cancerous agent. It closed. In the United States of America, MTBA closed 1/3 of the water wells in the United States. And at that time, being a new talk show host, I had callers who said, "Well, that isn't true. You didn't think 1/3 of the wells aren't closed." You know, if I got those callers back again, they would be meeting a new Dr. Wynn Parker, because I would be telling them to ram it. And that's the truth. And I'm not politically correct, so everyone has to get over that. But the whole point comes down to the fact that the United States Appeals Court of the Second Circuit this week ruled that the closing of the water wells as a result of MTBA from BP and Shell Oil and 17 other oil companies in this country are liable for damages and compensatory damages. And of course, the main one is in Orange County, which is where they did the chloramine studies on the cancer causing agent from chloramine in Orange County in the United States, in California. And, of course, these studies went all across the world. The United States government is experimenting with human beings. And, in fact, most of Orange County is built over a water dump, essentially. It's the most contaminated, third most contaminated spot in the world. There are only 2 other spots from water that are bigger. One is in Russia, and one is in the United States, of which I will not give out that name. As it stands, this will be the largest facet of damages for water or any other fluid in the United States of America. I'm looking at my full brief right now as we speak. the idea of the Central District of California excluding the BP and Shell as defendants was really the issue. And the remedial action done by BP and Shell Oil, particularly to the water wells in Santa Monica, other places, clear on down to San Diego, California, of course, were the focus. At the time, West Texas was contaminating the complete water supply of Oklahoma, and it pulled down to Tennessee, and I included in my brief the state of Texas as one of the most contaminated states of the waterways of MTBE in the history of the world. And I mean that, the history of the world, as anyone knows it. Now, keep in mind what we're talking about is the facet of the corruption and the labor unions and the process of this whole business of trying to keep this out of the mainstream. Many oil companies coming into the year 2006 and labor unions tried to put me off kilter and play psychological mind games with money with me and sent me a lot of money to keep quiet. It was legal from the way they did it. You know, it's a process of that. I've been on air for 10 years on this one subject of MTB alone and the deals that were made with the governors. Now, we're talking about 32 states in the United States of America. These governors were also corrupt. And I would say during that period of time, from 2004 and, to now, as of the 16th of this month, I have, for this one product in the water, I've received 17 death threats over a period of a year time. I have been sent $2.5 million on this one product alone from lobbyists, people from New York, people from Germany who make part of the product. Remember, this is an after product. The whole point is that when Warren Buffett gave his portfolio advice to President Obama, the idea was to invest in trains. And Obama did. And, of course, he'll make over $5 billion. They say Obama's estate is $5 billion. Well, it's $5 billion on this one chemical alone. The senators that I know by name, there are 48 of them, have made billions, not millions, on the seven major cancer-producing products in the water. MTB alone has made the sheikhs in Arabia more money on contamination of water, and particularly Van Nestle, who owns the freshwater system, drills in the United States for millions of gallons a week. The total fee to drill in the United States comes to approximately $950. I've talked about it for years. No one does jack. They all talk a good game, you know. But the whole fact, in fact, so nobody gets excited. Everybody wants money, you know. Like the nerve of people asking me for money, knowing, thinking that I would take the money from the governors and the labor unions and other people and other countries. You don't know me very well, and I've always been upset about that all these years, and I wouldn't take a dime from these people and send all that money back. I can remember all through the time of RBN having fund drives and having the thing to stay the place alive. And that was before the big hackings occurred on the station. And the thing comes down to the fact that not one person, Not one person has talked to me about, say, hey, Dr. Parker, thanks for your show, or kiss my ass, or something, you know what I mean? And it turns out they're not upset about that, because I'm in the process of the people. I'm very honored to be here. I got any gripe with a station or anything else. I'll tell you what, you base yourself on the shooting of those Congress people at that baseball game. Everybody talks about, well, the guy was deranged that did it. Yeah, it probably was. And the whole problem, they say, well, you know, we need these people and the whole thing. And that's true. If it wasn't for Congress, we wouldn't even have the basic constitution that we have. But I'm not saying a word, because some of those people are still around that took the cut. Well, I'll never squeal on them, but I'm going to tell you something. This case, I'm proud of. It's one of five major cases that are reaching the Supreme Court this year concerning the water. It has our brief in it and the whole process of it. And those of you out there that think that you're going to cannibalize the work that we've done on RBN and Parker Pathways, you're in for a big surprise, because one of the things that happens is that I copyright all my programs. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that this is going to be a game changer as to the contaminant. These wells, by the way, when I did the research with engineers in this country, they said that these wells with MTB in it alone, will not be available for human consumption for another 500 years, on the minimum. We lost, not only that, we've lost our water supply from fracking, and of course there are a lot of groups around the world now that are very concerned about fracking, and of course I started my prayer group based upon this MTBE, because I'm getting so many calls. You see, those days where the callers were calling, you know, and I at that time I was getting a few hundred emails a show. I didn't know if that was good or not, and I appreciate everything, and the emails that I get today runs into hundreds and hundreds of emails per show. And I know that there are people, the talk show hosts, that are jealous of that. They even sent me nasty mails. I'll never tell you who those people are, but I'm going to tell you, the fact is, the amount of energy that has been placed by people in this country, when they lose their home, they lose their cattle, the government comes in and shoots their cattle, and the whole thing, and the babies that are lost. I get into the physiological chemistry of birth and adulthood, and of chemistry in the body. My show is all about that. But I'm going to tell you something. This is just the beginning of what the contamination level is that will be reached. Now, how the billions and billions and billions of dollars are going to take to clean up things in terms of MTB is hard to say. The court's real clear. You know, as I say on my show, it's showtime. To make it long story short, the basis of the oil companies denying that they will not pay the $35 trillion is based on, of course, on consent judgments under the doctrine of res judicata. And, of course, on res judicata, you have to have requirements, there are three of them, and in terms of being able to cover that, you have to have people in privy with each other. And in order to make that as one of the requirements, that you can claim that as a defense. And Orange County particularly was not in privy with the formations of other lawsuits that were in Orange County of the Director of Environmental Health regarding the suits. So on the appeal, the idea was that the First Amendment complaint in regard to MTBE contamination is that the plume delineation program to combat MTBE migration is what the oil companies used as feeling. They say, well, we used a plume delineation. And, of course, plume delineations chemically are only for settle oil, which but MTBE is adding the MTE to already gasoline that's been produced, in this case, in California. And, of course, that was a time when Pete Wilson was governor, as I said, and of course, Gray Davis leader, which was, was a very big scandal. So the gasoline companies have objected to any challenge to the fact that they're using plume delineation in gasoline. And, of course, the amount of money that has been made from this contaminant, it doesn't offset the economy of scale of the health and the process of human beings that have been harmed. I believe I hear the music. We'll see you at the other end of the break, and thank you for being here on Parker Pathways. Call the numbers 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive?
Margaret Pesley. Now, the introduction of a United Nations protocol was entered into force on October 12, 2014. And this is the Nagoya Protocol on the Access and Benefit Sharing, which is to share access to genetic resources under the United Nations, which is called a fair and equitable sharing benefits arising from the what is called the utilization of the Convention of Biological Diversity. It's an international agreement which aims at sharing the benefits from genetic resources on an equitable way. And the idea that the United Nations now, as of today, is June 18th, 2017, and the United Nations has taken over the genetic resources of the world and a clearinghouse. I've talked to you about this many, many times. I've been talking about this for 4 years, the past 4 years on Parker Pathways. My karma is clean, and it turns I've let you know practically every other show. It is called the Article 14 of the Protocol. It's a clearinghouse of a convention established under Article 18, Paragraph 3 of the United Nations Convention. This means that the monitoring and utilization of all genetic resources along the value regarding the clearinghouse for associated traditional knowledge. This was based upon, this is going to be placed upon the 2030 agenda for on sustainable development by the United Nations. The agreement was made. I put it on Parker Pathways in December 2016, where the forestry and fishes and all the fisheries and agriculture were placed in agreement for the integrated biodiversity of trees, humans, and fish. I placed in Parker Pathways December 1st, 2016, the formation of the support and the control of food and water security, of which I am very much part in Parker Pathways. This is to have the biodiversity of genetic content of food and water under the security of the United Nations. That happens on Wednesday of this week. On October 2016, I placed another show on the force of the of this agreement. It's the Nagoya Protocol on Access to Genetic Resources, so that you understand what's happening. So that this is a utilization meeting on the Convention of Biodiversity, which will be held in Germany and Russia. And it's one of the biggest United Nations protocol systems on the control of genetic resources and of humans on this planet. And another thing, that when you have food and water security into the processes, you're also developing another way of which you are to look at the world that you're living in and what it means to you. And I've talked extensively about this. I tied this in, by the way, on the show that was done in the past 3 months on the United Nations and resources from universities are preparing to do a geoengineering of the atmosphere. I've talked about this extensively. I talked about the New Mexico experiments. I've talked about the, and I gave you some things that were very close to classified, but they're not. So I'm good about that. I always award credence to Uncle Sam on that focus. So with that being said, we will be looking at other aspects of you have two things to think about. You have energy or loss of water. You have food or you have no water. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443. And thank you for being here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the Perfect Pathways, and I decided that I'm going to give you the actual network of delivery of oil sands from Canada. What they're telling the public is really not adequate, and to let you know what the determination is of paths and pathways that are involved in the transfer of oil at the cost of human ecosystems and human life. The oil sands, and they made the deal already, so the forces at work have given me the actual map. And the oil sands are partially the Dale trade off to China. They get one third of the oil sands from Canada. Europe will get 2%, and the United States will get the terminals. And the Hardisty oil origination terminal is in Hardisty, Canada. And they have it's where crude oil is the terminal in Hardisty. Now, everyone talks about the Keystone XL pipeline, which is backed by Buffett money, Soros money, German money, South American money. It'll come down from Hardisty and pass through because, of course, it'll miss Colorado. It'll be coming into Platte, coming out into Oklahoma. Its main endpoint for transfer of a crude terminal is on the North Texas border. Now, the Texas will receive the full benefit of all seven main travel routes of pipes throughout the United States, and that will be called Seaway, and that's at the southeastern port in Texas. Now, the Keystone pipeline, according to the federal judge that ruled in the past few days that there must be additional environmental review of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The North American tribes are saying that they won something, but actually the Standing Rock Sioux tribe has been disregarded by the builders of the pipeline. They're building it anyway, and have the railroads being built while the judge is ruling that they have been violated with their lands. The next terminal is Casper Origination Terminal. This is going to be a crude terminal, and it's going to be in Colorado. It's going to pass through heading into West Virginia. It's called the Flag and South Route. And what that's going to do is to place on the area close to Michigan. And the reason that's important to know is that in a little town in Grant Township in Pennsylvania has been with Parker Pathways on attacking the real world of fracking in terms of the contamination and the sinking of their land, the dying of their animals. And they will be receiving the government plans to ignore them and place the Keystone pipeline, which is from the Hardisty original terminal in Canada, to the Edgebridge mainline in Michigan, and then pass it into the Flanagan South pipeline, which will have two tributaries. One will be what is called pipeline line to rail, which will go east, and on west it will be rail to pipeline heading into the Stroud destination terminal in Oklahoma, and then to Seaway in Texas. What this means is that the Edgebridge Main Line Alberta Clipper expansion will be coming from the northern part of the line that separates the United States from Canada. Now, remember a long time ago, I know I've been on the air for close to 10 years. I think it was approximately 7 years ago we were no longer the United States. The new maps are the North American continent. In other words, there aren't any boundaries. So the end run, the Trans Mountain and Trans Mountain expansion, which will be close to British Columbia, clear on the other side of the world, really, if you look at the North American continent, because that would be close to Washington and up across the border. If you have British Columbia, a natural gas line is being changed to expand British Columbia natural gas pipelines and the infrastructure, and which will eliminate what is called the homegrown liquefied natural gas. Now, the reason that's an important piece of information for you, and think that doesn't affect you, that affects your drinking water in terms of the southwestern part of the United States and part of Utah and part of Mexico. The Secretary of State Mr. Tillerson has signed a major deal with Saudi Arabia to take and control that part of the west coast of the North American continent. And the concept of people saying, well, I'm protecting the food and water. The food and water concerning the effect on fracking is something that we started on Parker Pathways 7 years ago. And so, and have come, you know, a long way in presenting the expose of the shipping tar sands by train along the Keystone XL route, which is what I'm doing right now. So the rail terminal operating system is owned in part by Goldman Sachs. And Goldman Sachs has signed a 3-year deal, actually to facilitate the tar sands to be moved by train, where it's extracted in Alberta, Canada, which is what I'm talking about. Now, the offloading terminal will be in Stroud, Oklahoma. The reason that's important is the fact that the Chinese own that route. They have, the Chinese took over two main highways in Texas as part of their debt deal with the United States, and plus at Stroud. That's so that the Chinese can receive a licensed dividend on the transfer of oil on trains that are owned by Warren Buffett and his other investors. Now, from Stroud, the oil can be sent to pipelines to the storage hub in Cushing, Oklahoma. Now, the companies that are used in the storage hub in Cushing, Oklahoma, will be using the water from the other standpoint, from the aquifers, which are tributaries to aquifers in Pennsylvania, to this little town of Grant Township in Pennsylvania, of which there are only about 800 people. Now, you say to yourself, well, what does that have to do with me? You know, I can just see it. This has been my complaint constantly about the American public. It's the thing, it doesn't affect them. We're just going to call, you know, the people who are on the left, you know, with their concept. They don't care if you have health care. They openly say they just want you to die. And they say that. That's on record. You know, they don't care about the environment and the whole thing. They just feel generally, that's a blanket statement I just made, but I'll make it in three or four foreign languages, if you like. But the whole thing comes down to the fact the Securities and Exchange Commission has an interest stake on the partners that represent the limited partner interests which includes seven major countries. So you have the Chinese taking a transport line, the investors that are making the investment on the rail, and the oil being used for a different destination. They call it the Obama shell game. That's what they call it in the deal at Goldman Sachs. Now, the purchase of all of this to work has included the acquisition of a Stroud terminal of 300,000 barrels of storage space in Cushing, a town that is which is considered the crossroads of the pipelines of the world. And that is a very well said because most of the foreign countries own that system. So the inbound product shipped from Alberta to Stroud is delivered by the Stillwater Central Rail. It handles the deliveries of the Union Pacific Railroad, which is also owned by Warren Buffett as a major financial contributor. The Democratic Party candidates would include the 26th Democratic Party presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton, and former President Barack Obama. Now, Hillary Clinton, in her system of, if you understand what we're saying to you, the audience, that we're talking about a scandal that is equal to the 20% uranium, used uranium, sold to Russia through the Hillary Clinton foundations. And and of course now you have the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is backed up all of these transactions that I'm giving you. I've given you 11 transactions for 23 pipelines in the North American continent that will be using 1/8 of the water resources and oil resources in the United States, if it still is the United States. And it comes to 173 billion barrels of oil total, coming into 2 weeks of time in every 2 week cycle in the Houston, Texas. And the resources they develop, and then the idea that it'll create jobs. The only point is the Chinese bring in their own people. The Germans bring in their own people. The French bring in their own people. The Canadians bring in their own people. So the tar sands have a carbon footprint for the entire life cycle. So you have a carbon footprint of 632 kilograms per barrel, which means that you have 2.2 pounds of a carbon footprint per barrel of oil. So if you have an impact statement, which the American Indians are saying that they want on their one pipeline, which is being built, even though the EIR, the Environmental Impact Report, is still being valued in the federal court, says you've got to protect the American Indians while they're building it right in front of them over their water aquifer, which is quite large, and plus their burial grounds. So that the tar sands from Canada are at the present, based upon any review, if you review it from Morningstar, which reviews various investments, you're looking at approximately 183,000 barrels a day and of tar sand. So if you have this be logical here, if you had no new crossover border pipeline capacity, let's say 2020, we can expect that Canadian crude by rail traffic in the United States to be the largest in the world. So you have the senior economic advisor is Diana Powell, who serves as the president of Goldman Sachs Foundation, and is a vice president. Actually, Steve Bannon, I think he was a vice president for Goldman Sachs. So what you have is the contributions to Hillary Clinton's campaign came to $5 million to post on the banking system for each person will make $675,000 free of taxes of what I've just exposed to you. That's 7,000 people involved in this deal. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
This is part of the presentation. And if you keep track of, as I do, and concerning the various water companies, of course, I presented the water index on the stock market 3 years ago, and talk show hosts who disguised themselves as other people tried to discredit that had affected the stock market, but it's actually your life's blood because the control of water and food is on the table, and as well as energy, which we will be talking about today based upon our time constraints. Consolidated Water Company is one of the main beneficiaries of the variations on the risk contamination system and all that it ensues. It has acquired a 51 interest in the what is called the RX Industries. It's an equipment manufacturer for the production services for the transfer of water and industrial treatment from the oil sands. Their contract runs $17 billion, which is almost the price that Amazon wishes to pay for Whole Foods. And there's a reason for that. And the American Water Works Company, of course, is always stronger than Aqua America, Inc. They're making acquisitions. They're now going into other countries for their water and the management. One is Ecuador. One is Brazil. And one is Chile, where the water is very highly radioactive to this day from the Russian nuclear power plant of Chernobyl when it melted down. Worse is that radiation 3 years ago is mixing with radiation contamination from Japan, which is really small play. That'll kill millions of people from Japan. But the Russian radiation concentration into the food, particularly the milk and the genetics of human life, will reach its peak in about a year, which is why the Russians put in a new seal over Chernobyl and letting the people run free in the contaminated area and to breed within the genetic code of that area as an experiment. The effect on the water is highly in regards to Russia. They have allocated and have for the past 6 years one-third of their budget from their, they have various budgets which are run by territories. Now, they border Mongolia, which is highly contaminated with radiation and other sterilants in the drinking water, because the United Nations wanted to kill off most of the Mongolians, and they started about the same time they did in the United States, which is around the year 2000. So what we have now is the rubber hits the road on Parker Pathways. You're getting what we've been leading up to for 6 years. I want to thank you very much for being on the first hour of Parker Pathways. And the second live hour, of course, is beginning of our three-hour program. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I welcome all of you. And welcome to Parker Pathways and RBN. We'll see you on the second live hour of Pathways. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy?
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.